And now to our weekly digest of what critics are saying about the latest films, courtesy of our partners at the online magazine Slate. Here's Mark Jordan Ligon with Summary Judgment.
First up in wide release, we have Nicole Kidman and Will Ferrell in Bewitched, written and directed by Nora Ephron. Based on the popular TV series, which ran from 1964 to 1972, this remake also stars Shirley MacLaine as Endora. The conceit here is that Kidman and Ferrell are actors making the Bewitched TV show, but Kidman turns out to be a real witch.
Well, acting is better than normal. You get to pretend to be normal. And then if you're good, you become a big star. And guess what happens? You snap your fingers and pretty much anything you want materializes.
I have that now. It's what I'm giving up. It was lovely to meet you.
Unfortunately, most of the critics want to burn Bewitched at the stake. Even though the Atlanta Journal-Constitution chirps, a fast-paced, quip-witted movie, the Washington Post warns it sinks so deep and fast you don't even see bubbles on the surface. The Village Voice howls, unrivaled in modern times for smugness, vapidity, and condescension. And many agree with Roger Ebert's take, there is not a movie here. Just scenes in search of one. Not even a twitch of Samantha's nose could fix those reviews. Next up is horror master George Romero's first zombie movie in over 20 years with Land of the Dead. Plot-wise, folks, it's a zombie movie. Sit back, relax, and be scared of the zombies. Simon Baker and Dennis Hopper star.
They're mindless walking corpses, and many of us will be too if you don't stay focused on the task at hand. Zombies, man. They creep me out.
You really think they can get across the water?
Well, if you asked me that a week ago, I would have said no. But now, one way or the other, we gotta get our hands on Dead Reckoning.
Critics were kind of split on this gore fest. The Minneapolis Star Tribune thought it was further evidence that you can reanimate the dead only so many times. But many feel writer-director Romero is at the top of his game. A tour de force of not only independent filmmaking, but independent thinking, shouts Variety, and The Hollywood Reporter raves could well be Romero's masterpiece. And finally, also in wide release, we have the comeback attempt of Herbie, star of the big 1968 Disney hit The Love Bug and many other sequels. He now returns in the summer family comedy Herbie Fully Loaded. Lindsay Lohan plays the new owner of Herbie, the freewheeling VW bug with a mind of its own. My Volvo has a mind of its own, too, but it's in therapy. Matt Dillon and Michael Keaton also star.
Please take care of Herbie. Whatever your problem, he'll help you find the answer. Great. Fortune cookie on wheels.
The nation's critics were mixed, but the Disney film has its fans. Even though the Boston Globe honks blandly, noisy, and inoffensively average, the Detroit Free Press found it a funny, frenetic family movie that really does offer something for everyone. And the LA Times says Herbie is that modern rarity, a genial, sweet-natured family film. Herbie is, without a doubt, the best automotive actor we've ever had in the movies. Yes, yes, I know there are your Chitty Chitty Bang Bang fans, but I heard she was nothing but difficult during the shoot. All drunk on motor oil, wouldn't come out of her garage, please.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living in Los Angeles. Day-to-Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.